Scientists are concerned by the number of providers offering unproven stem cell therapies in Australia. The Australian Academy of Science says there are at least 60 practitioners currently offering dodgy therapies. The providers claim their experimental treatments can cure everything from cancer to autism and Alzheimer's disease. Imogen Brennan reports.
Dr. Mel Thompson is a scientist at Deakin University's School of Medicine. She also lives with multiple sclerosis. When Dr. Thompson was diagnosed with the disease in 2014, she let her friends on Facebook know. But then she was haunted by advertising algorithms and targeted by companies claiming they could cure her MS with stem cell therapy.
That's what really annoyed me the most when it popped up in my Facebook feed, because I was at a vulnerable time myself. And when I started digging further, they were offering me also a cure for my son's autism. And I'm like, oh, really? So if I take my son on a stem cell tourism trip, I can cure his autism? Oh, fabulous. You know, it was just ridiculous.
The Australian Academy of Science has today released a report warning that unethical practitioners are using a loophole to offer risky therapies to vulnerable patients. It's found that there are currently at least 60 Australian providers offering unproven procedures. Professor John Rasko is from the Department of Cell and Molecular Therapies at Sydney's Royal Prince Alfred Hospital.
There has been an increasing amount of snake oil salesmen, if you will, people preying on those hopes and expectations, expecting that the stem cell revolution is already here and is already providing cures for almost all diseases.
So they're being offered for things like headache, migraine, cerebral palsy, autism, multiple sclerosis. And surely everybody knows that there's no one-size-fits-all medication.
The Stem Cell Revolution report says that while some Australians are still travelling overseas for expensive and potentially risky stem cell procedures, more providers are now setting up on Australian soil. They're even in shopping centres.
Not only can you often go down to shopping centres and find clinics that are offering, for example, cosmetic benefits from stem cells or some other form of stem cells that might help any diverse number of diseases. But in addition, we've recently completed an audit of the online marketing of stem cells. So many of these snake oil salesmen and marketeers have actually gone to the internet in order to try and peddle their wares.
The Australian Academy of Science has made a number of recommendations in its report. It wants better regulations to close the loophole that's allowing rogue practitioners to operate, and it's calling for patients to have better access to clinical trials. Dr. Mel Thompson's multiple sclerosis is now being treated with drugs that block T-cell receptors in her brain. While Australian scientists are excited about the future of stem cell research, Dr. Thompson says she's still not considering it for herself.
My risk of dying, I think at the moment, is calculated to be 1 in 32,000, whereas the calculated risk of dying, even from a clinically delivered bone marrow derived stem cell transplant, is about 1 in 100. So I don't like those odds. I prefer the odds with the drugs that I'm on, that I only have to sit in the hospital and eat green jelly for 3 hours every 28 days. So it's quite nice.
Scientist and MS patient Dr. Mel Thompson, ending Imogen Brennan's report.